Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, though Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak, against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't last. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to none other than, this is important, at least we kind of know our numbers around here. Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 6, Verse 22. And that M-A-N is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News, blogtalkradio.com. That's where you can listen to it online. And then you go to Emax Radio on blogtalkradio.com. For those online already, we appreciate it, but you can call into 646-478-0944. I have three quick disclaimers, and then I'm looking at the 216-804, 216-703, 216-372. Whew. I can't even say Happy Memorial Day because it's kind of like an oxymoron to expect people to be happy in a memorial at the same time. I'm going to say I hope and pray that the Memorial Day was very peaceful for everybody. Our disclaimers are as follows. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop. Woo, smartphones for information. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen, well, at least for a moment. It depends on how long it goes. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and you'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can press the one key. You can always call back. Now, this is what I'm going to take the attempt to do and make that attempt real quick. Good. Let people know, starting from number 1 through 10, but we'll do it backwards, the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. Number 10, Black House Sounds, Joseph Motley Jr., YouTube. You can also find him on Facebook. Nice blue shirt, tie. Number 9, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, coming up, Superwoman Radio Network. This Friday, I'll be a guest. I'll be playing 3 of my favorite CCR songs from CCR 2 from the I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. The number there is 712-775-7035, PIN number 413799. Number 8, the Speak Up Poetry Open Mic. That's happening this coming Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Cleveland State University, 1899 Black Studies Department, but it's 1899 East 22nd Street, main classroom building, room 137. They do have free food. Number 7, Emacs, Sheriff Kilroy, that Tribal War Cry on the Big Legs remix, also YouTube. Number 6, debut OPN fundraiser, June the 2nd is happening this Friday from 6 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15453 People's Community Center, Euclid Taylor, 44112 East Cleveland. That's the Bar for Bar Rap Battles, Ray Shark, Candy, DJ Big Squeeze on the ones and twos. Number 5, the debut, which was for Trap Boy Mannequin, that was a going away barbecue for him. He moved away to California, but the barbecue was last Saturday. Whoa, number 4, Harvard's Avenues, 3rd Annual Family Festival. It had free food, steel band, drum set, Black House Sounds, Anita Tobin, Ronnie B., Superwoman Tina Hobson made it through, Dollar Rock, Black Man's Army. Number 3, today debuting DJ Ellery's Gone But Not Forgotten Memorial Day Jam at Luke Easter Park. Number 2, East Cleveland. Debuting the day parade, they had a Memorial Day march. Everyone running for office was there. Larry H. Gardner from Headlines and Headaches from VoiceOfRadio.com. Candidates arguing, Facebook Live, cars driving around on the wrong side of the street, rushing around people in the parade, zipping down side streets, even trying to go to gas stations in between. Yep, only in East Cleveland. And you did also have Ward 10 Cleveland candidate Rico Dancy, Shaw Band, and others. Number 1 debuting, real nice, the National Missing Children's Rally that happened last Thursday at the Free Stamp. Reason why we started out with that Tribal War Cry, get into that in just a little while. I'm going to take the time before I go. We have so many people on the phone lines, and I appreciate that. So let's start off with the first person, 216-804, that 216-804. How you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I'm waiting to hear. I heard that you in a festival today, a parade of some kind, or whatever.
Right.
So I'm waiting to hear about what happened. So thank you, and I'm waiting to learn, see what I can learn today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you wanting to know. Thank you. And, you know, as I look at that, I really didn't want to get too far off into that one just because. And before I go to the 216-703 and the 216-372 and the 216-209, like I say, it was interesting. It was none other than the East Cleveland Memorial Day Parade. And like I say, instead of pulling together, okay, I could see just being able to do some things civilly, but it just wasn't freaking done. Like I say, you had maybe 4 police cars in front. You had Judge Wayne Dawson from East Cleveland, who was there, and it could have gone well, but I guess when you have a limited police force and you have a majority of them in front helping lead everything, then that meant that cars could zip around and almost hit you and do whatever they wanted to do and keep on going, and nobody was there to intercept. I mean, if it would have been the parade heading into Luke Easter Park, towards the end of the year when they do have everything going on for the big Labor Day parade in Cleveland, you have so many police, or the Latino Festival parade, you have so many police, or Glenville Festival and parade, that people wouldn't try that. But here it seemed like it was open season, which was very dangerous when you had minors, youth, and others there. So I'm just thankful that it was not worse. That's the truth. I'm just thankful. It could have been, but it wasn't. And I'm, like I say, I'm real thankful for that. Before I go to anything else on the phone line, because I don't give enough information, you all complain about everything, and then, you know, sometimes I wonder, wait a minute, okay, I can see me complaining on my radio program, but some of the folks who complain, why don't you go out and get your own show? It'll make it just as easy. But since I don't give enough information and people do complain about that, this coming Saturday, June the 3rd, 2017, the parade starts at 12 noon. It's the Umoja Unity Day Festival and Parade. And it's celebrating history, culture, unity, and family. It starts at 12 noon from East 13th and Superior. The parade ends at Voinovich Park, Carter G. Woodson Project. It takes the whole village to raise a child, which is true. And it's embracing our African heritage with music, food, and lots of fun. Definitely, if you want to know more about it, you can call at 216-323-6155 or 216-650-4299. And I just want to say for the record that Detective Lynn Hampton, Hamptonio of the Black Shield, that is one of those things that he does to make sure that at least we keep learning about ourselves and we keep moving forward. And I could say I appreciate him for that. As a matter of fact, I want to take the time real quick to let people know that should they choose, they can check out none other than voiceofradio.com on a Monday, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, for the main event featuring myself, Brother Larry H., and Most Electrifying. And then on a Tuesday, voiceofradio.com, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Program. So with that being said, as I move down through these numbers, I see a 216703. I hope I've given some knowledge. I apologize if I haven't given enough. How you doing out there?
Black House Sound, Joe Legacy. What's up with it, Mr. Porter?
What's happening, family?
Well, I'm calling through because that festival that we did this Saturday, it was a wonderful engagement to be at, and I just couldn't believe the way that you did Walk Like a Man and Talk Like a Man, and the way that people was reacting. It was amazing. I just wanted to call in and ask you how you feel about your performance that day on Saturday.
I'm glad you asked. I know I have to tighten up the song, Dreams. That's one of my personal favorites. And to me, being there, yeah, I'll be a little bit more critical of myself because I grew up in that area. Harvard, 142nd in Harvard. So myself, it was excellent to have a homecoming, but to be bringing things back into a community where I took so many things out of it, resources to bring some in, talent, positive message. So how I felt about my performance, like Walk Like a Man, it really, really, to me, said a whole lot. I was really thankful for it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go so far as to say it better have been right, because that song was right in between a brother by the name of Mr. Powers, who did his track, Shut Up and Listen, and then another person whose rendition of Ain't No Limit, What the Lord Can Do. The Lord Can Do is a strong song. So I would say that said a lot, and I was just thankful to be there and be able to perform, and practice does make perfect, so I don't want anybody to take it light. We work hard so that we can at least portray ourselves like we should to people, so, yeah.
Well, I also want to comment on that new track that you guys have about Trump that is super hot, the song that started the show. And I just want to say to every local artist that's listening right now, keep doing what you're doing, because when everybody do what they do, it influenced another artist to go ahead and get on the throne. So everybody got to keep that energy going in Cleveland. And so far with this radio station, for about a good, 3 years now, you've been very consistent.
Sir.
Every Monday night, pushing hard, pushing that envelope. And we need more black activists, people like you. And I'm just you mentoring me, but at the same time, you just amazing, dynamic cat. And I just want everybody to know that you do more things than go to visuals and black on black crime and the black man earns. You also an artist. And people need to recognize that. So I just wanted to bless the station. Thank you for all the mentorship that you've been bringing into my life and Carl's life, Black House Sound. And we just going to keep taking off in 2017, going into 18. And everybody check out that Tupac movie coming out the 16th of June. So check that on out. And it's nothing but love. And we keeping Cleveland hip-hop alive on the conscious, positive side. And I'm all the way down for that. And thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, man. For real. Black House Sounds make real Cleveland music. And before I go to the 216-372 or the 216-209, you have to be able to stand by what you say. All right? And before I get into anything else, you just have to be able to do that. Like I say, I can say that the reason that song happened, I'm going to take maybe just a couple of minutes, just 2 minutes before I re-pull out the 50-foot stepladder for this soapbox. Because, see, my thing is this. Before anything even happened and the regime began to start subverting the separation of powers or the separation of church and state or calling for a new nuclear arms race or you demonize the press and dismiss the very, concept of truth and say that, hey, we're given alternative facts. A lie is a lie. I mean, right now, first they came for the Muslims, then the Mexicans, then all refugees, then women, black, Latino, LGBTQ, whatever you feel, environment. And then if you look around, you'd better watch out before you end up with a nation surrounded by white supremacy and a political form of Christian fundamentalism. Being a fundamentalist is all right, but you better watch out and make sure they're not trying to ease in Christian fascism. And, you know, before the election, let's put it like this, with about a minute to a few seconds left, did President Trump ever acknowledge Islam outside of calling it, well, radical Islamic terrorism? Jumped on Obama and Hillary, the president Obama and the candidate Hillary for being soft on him. But then I like how when he went down, she's supposed to get down how you frown. I have a person who wants to know about colloquialism, so I give her the colloquialism term like I did last week. If you're going to get out how you frown, if I go out there and I say that Mayor Jackson has failed in leadership and Lil Wayne may be a great rapper but no MC, I can say that to their face because I get down like I frown. 2016, when Trump said all of this type of stuff, Saudi Arabia last week, we'll say the weekend before the pass, when he went to Saudi Arabia in front of many Islamic leaders, he had said no Muslim should ever hold a high post in America if he becomes president. But in front of those Muslim leaders, he said, Islam is one of the world's great faiths, decent people of all religions who seek to protect life. Now, had he been able to get out how he frowned, he'd have been able to, which is that colloquialism again, he would have been able to say, look, you godless butchers, but he didn't say that. And so when you get fringe people going out there on a tangent, you get a fool on a train who's a known white supremacist who now has a leader harassing two Muslim women and turning on three men, three Caucasians who say, wait a minute, dude, you can't be talking to women like this. And this fool stabs three men, killing two of them. If that doesn't show what can happen when extremism has a face, nothing does. You've been on for too long. I'm going to the 216-372 phone line. I know I probably have a Trump supporter who's mad at me, but I can accept it. 216-372, how you doing out there? 216-372?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh,
you're alive. How are you? Yes.
I'm all right. I was just waiting on you to do the tribute to my dad.
Wait a minute, because I feel like your dad is my dad as well, Durwood Golliver Hughes.
Yes, sir.
Tell me, who are you, and tell me something about your dad.
It's Missy.
God bless you.
Let's just say he was a great man, dedicated to his family, and I there's no one in this world that can say a bad thing about that man. And I can't really talk too much more. I'm gonna start crying.
I got you. Is it all right if I say something?
Of course.
By being Memorial Day, and when you look at it, I'm going to say, for him to be born November 3rd, 1921. In Cleveland,
yes.
You know, he ended up going to World War II and serving in the United States Air Corps. It could have been easy for him. He was in the Allied campaigns in North Africa, in Italy, and I do believe the 332nd Fighter Group, and he did communication support, 99th Fighter Squadron, the Tuskegee Airmen. And he was honorably discharged in 1945. And the reason that I'm saying that is that he worked for General Motors, Fisher Body, and stayed there for 40 more years, could have stopped and just said, I'm going to sit back and enjoy life. And instead, when he married his first wife, Ruth, 28 years of happiness until she passed in 1974, he made sure that he stayed close and even made sure to look after children such as Sandra, their two nieces, Sandra and Deborah, and nephew Antoine. And in 1975, he married a woman by the name of Vivian Fleming.
Yes.
41 years. Now, he could have stopped there. I mean, he was taking care of his mom, sister, Jeanette, and instead, he decided that, you know, he wasn't going to stop. I'm going to say that around the mid-1980s, when Man in the Streets, Al Porter, I can say why it was so important to go back and do the Harvard Festival with you on the phone. There was a person by the name of Al Porter Jr. who was thugging, drugging, and doing all kind of stuff, and for years, my Uncle Dear, he worked with me and told me that I could not only kick any habit, but he was there with me when convinced me to go through Palmerdale, clean myself up. And at the same time, he took in children such as Durwood J, a.k.a. DJ, Cedric, Aaron, Missy, a.k.a. Azalee, Robert,
yes.
I always called him Bobby, Cookie, a.k.a. Vivian, LaTanya, Shelley, to me, and David. And he made sure that they were all taken care of. And to me right now, see, I don't want to tear up myself, but I got to just put it out there that he showed me, when I did a song like Walk Like a Man and Talk Like a Man, when I did that at, I would say, a Speak Up Poetry, a few months ago, I had to dedicate it to him because he showed what a man is supposed to be in a community. He showed that. So I just want to say, thank you very much for at least calling in and listening. And like I say, God bless you all. And he gave me the name of Uncle Al. And at that time, I didn't have any other family that I knew of, really, besides my mom. I had cousins. And he said, you know who you are, right? And I said, Al? He said, no, you're Uncle Al. Look out for your nephews. So that is my Uncle Dear, and God bless you all, because it's so good to see you all as a tight family. So I just want to say I thank you all very much for just doing what need to be done and showing what a family's supposed to do.
Thank you.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Be listening
You're welcome.
To my husband. I didn't know the show was this good.
Hey, we do our best, so I thank you. I look forward to everything. And, yeah, feel free. I want you to hold a line because we have a few things that we'll be doing before the show's over. So definitely hold a line.
Oh, I definitely will.
Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, I can say that our next hip-hop workshop, Everything Goes Well, will be on June the 10th. And I got to do something special for my uncle's name, because a lot of what I've done, I've been able to say I got that from being over in the Harvard Avenue area and meeting a person like my Uncle Deer. So before we do anything else, I got a couple of more phone callers to get to because it's important to keep things rolling. I want to throw out there real quick that the Black Man Army meetings are at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Kipling Avenue, which is at Wednesdays, 15415 off Ivanhoe, 44110 is the area code. Like I say, it's off Ivanhoe between the East 152nd, St. Clair intersection, and Euclid Avenue. You can also feel free at any time to go to Facebook, check out the I Am a Superwoman radio, or Alfred Porter JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. And last but not least, I want to tell people that this coming, wow, a lot of stuff is going on. The Hessler Street Fair is happening on June the 4th. Hessler Street Fair is happening on June the 4th. Well, really the 3rd and 4th, but on the 4th, I believe at noon, Hessler Street is right on the other side of Euclid at Mayfield. I believe the Mutants of the Rhythm Room, they'll be performing at 12 noon with an artist by the name of Lady Prophet, and I love the fact that she has lyrical ability and skill. Let me go to 216-209. I know you're probably upset because I've been talking about family memories and all of that, and I apologize to you. You probably said, get on with the show. How you doing out there? 216-209.
Al, I can never do that, man, because when we met, I can honestly say, and before I get into it, I want to say a happy Memorial Day, and God bless every soldier living or gone. And I'm going to go right into what I was going to say. Al, I could never feel that way, because when I met you, you always had the brotherly spirit from day one. Day one, A1, you've been the brother ever since. So that can never have that feeling. And this is John from Black Odyssey. For all those who don't know, I just want to take the time out to say that I have been approached by a few people. Yes, we still make music. And matter of fact, we just got Stolen Dreams radio edited. We do have music we are making, and we just wear so many different hats. And I have to say that public station, because we got our hands into so many different things. We are, you know, making beats. We're doing a video thing, as you know. We put together shows, and we help other artists get radio play as well. So I have to say that, yes, we are still making music. And shout out to Black House Sounds. We are working on a big DVD project. It's kind of like straight out of Cleveland, one, but this one is
okay.
Kind of like a follow-up. And this one is it's like a Black Odyssey Films DVD, just putting out all the things that Black Odyssey Films done and all the work we work with other artists. They even goes for the movie trailer, promo videos. So if Black House Sounds want to be a part of this, just get in contact with me. You know, I'm free to shoot a video for them. It's just a promotional project only. What we're doing is just shooting videos. For everything that Black Odyssey has done, we just putting it all together, and we're going to put it out here just like the same way we did Straight Out of Cleveland. It's something we've been working on, but we're getting closer and closer to the end. So nice. I just wanted to put them out there. Blackout Sounds does make great music. There's not many groups that I can say in Cleveland to keep it positive like us. So that's why I'm reaching and extending my hand out to them. And anybody that you know that may want or need some film work, I'm not just strict to music videos, even though that's my forte.
Right.
So if I Am Superwoman Radio, if she's listening and she may need some video work, please reach out, because I'm reaching out. And that goes for anybody else that comes through this program. Please reach out because I'm reaching out. You know, yes, we are making music, but we are doing video work as well. And we're doing a lot of this video work to raise money for our DVD project that we're going to do our release party this year. So this is one of the reasons why we're doing a lot of video work. So we have it. We're doing it for a cause as well. And I just want to thank everybody that support us to this point. And for all those who haven't reached Black Odyssey, you can check us out, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. Follow the Black Odyssey link. That's BLAQODESSY.
Appreciate you very much. Just keep listening. I'm sure I have something for you.
I sure will.
And I thank you. No problem. I'm feeling good from all the people who are on the line, and I'm got a couple of more people to go to phone call wise. So before I go to the 216, wow, the 320, and then I'll be going to that 216534. I want to let people know that Man to Man program, which will be this coming Thursday, 6 p.m., and yes, we'll be out of there in time enough so everybody can catch the finals. But the Man to Man program is just a regular guided interaction between positive elders known as guides and young black males in a safe, convenient, and comfortable environment as we encourage personal growth through conversations and other activities among elders called guides and young men, because personal growth occurs through listening and quiet reflection, dialogue, and action. And it's an important corollary to the elder-youth interaction, which is the development of youth-to-youth interpersonal relations necessary to the spread of information and development of productive assemblies. So some of what we are doing our best is critical evaluation, education and training, job search strategies, workplace relations, financial management, healthy living, spiritual growth, conflict resolution, anger management, arts and crafts. As guides can come from many walks of life, they include professional, highly skilled, and other workers. Pairs of guides are encouraged, but they also have developed successful lives, even if they've had early deficits. So it means problems, fool. You can still say, well, I got through this problem no matter what it was, and this is where we are today. And with that being said, this coming Thursday, 6 p.m., 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe 44110, the number 37 Lakeshore, and the number 1 bus passed by. We're between Euclid Avenue and East 152nd St. Clair intersection. Even the number 28 passes by on Euclid, and you walk through, and we're right there. As a matter of fact, we'll be starting and working on our community guard because it's about time for everybody to get their hands dirty into at least cleaning up their area. And before I go to the 216, and like I say, that 320 phone number, I want to let people know that if you choose, it's coming Sunday as well, June 4th. That's a busy day. June 4th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Larchmere Boulevard, the Rock the Block Parade. I think there'll be music there, Zumba, with a national American pageant winner from our area, Dolores Gray, from Cleveland Curve Appeal. So that's this coming Sunday, June the 4th. Now, I've probably talked too much as it is. Somebody's probably upset because I didn't say anything about a woman-to-woman program. I apologize in advance, but I'm going to the 216-320 to see what is on your mind. How are you doing out there? 320 going once? 320 going twice? Thrice? And that's cool because, see, they follow the rule. Whoever you are called in, I'm glad you followed the rule. If you are doing something like watching TV, you're at your job site doing something like that, you can feel free to definitely call in and just listen. You don't have to hang up. That's all right. I appreciate you for calling in. It gives me a chance to sometimes get into some things before I go to the 216-534 phone number. For those who might have wondered if I was busy or what might have happened, I only need like a little bit of a, I'll say a 12-foot stepladder for this news story because it kind of happened. Last Wednesday, well, you remember that because of the dirt bike issue, Mayor Frank Jackson called, basically speaking, Zach Reed a pimp, and Zach didn't like it too well. Well, anyway, my thing is this. This is how I'm going to start off this conversation and say, in all fairness, last Wednesday, Pimpin' Mayor Jackson had a Senior's Day at the public hall. Now, why would I call him that? Hold on, give me a moment. Now, Kimberly F. Brown, the man in the street endorsed candidate for Ward 1 City Council, she had a couple of signs with her. One was stop carjacking our seniors. We'll get into that in just a little while. Number two, respect our seniors. She was joined by Black Man's Army members as we chose to on ourselves, since there were a few men there, to at least we didn't intend on it, but this is how the Creator works things out. Seniors were coming through, and it was hundreds coming at one time, and they had people there from the city trying to do things, but we chose on our side to go down and start helping them up the stairs, carrying their walkers, all of that, sometimes almost carrying them up. You have a person on each arm trying to walk up 12 steps, so I just say 12 single steps. That's not a good look on the city's part. But, again, we did that part. And Pimpin' Mayor Jackson gave all the seniors a nice box lunch. Not hot, but they had sandwiches, which is a blessing. But still, they had their box lunch with a cookie, I think fruit. So at least they splurged. They gave them fruit, and I'm glad. And coffee, tea, I think a lot of people chose the coffee. Now, the reason that I say that, why would I call him Pimpin' Mayor Jackson? Because he got a lot of what he wanted, and so did other incumbents on city council. What did they want? They put out this event so that the seniors, who were registered voters, most of them, God bless them on that, could sign to put him and others back on the ballot. In other words, throughout the little program that they had, the seniors were basically signing to at least put these folks back on the ballot. And my thing is this. I'm going to call it as I'm supposed to. You're supposed to respect, protect, serve, and save your seniors. How the hell can we say we're doing that when you had 97-year-old Evelyn Davis, who was carjacked on Mother's Day Sunday in the Glenville neighborhood, injured, assaulted. But on that same day, you had a 67-year-old grandmother who was carjacked as well on Mother's Day, both after church service. I believe the one vehicle from the 67-year-old, the GQZ4292 Silver Buick SUV Enclave, is still missing. 75-year-old grandfather was carjacked during their time frame, and a 72-year-old woman dragged out of her Toyota Sienna van on Euclid Avenue around February 7th. They didn't get any attention. You got to love your seniors and at least be willing to act like you do, because here's problems with everything. Robert L. Godwin, God bless him, he was murdered. And the mayor and the police chief and everybody came out for him. But let's put it out like this. Just something to think about before I go to the next phone caller. Do we think that the mayor and anybody would have come out for that grandfather, who was still a father? He was still raising up young children at that time. If it hadn't have been for Facebook Live, would anybody have made a statement from downtown on his behalf, or would have just been another senior citizen murdered and a senseless crime not solved? And the reason I can say that is I go back to when I spoke about and gave testimony to my Uncle Dear and what he did. This man, Robert Godwin, Senior, was still doing the same thing taking care of his business. I've got enough people on the phone lines. I'm going to make sure we get through to everybody. I appreciate you all for letting me at least think a little bit. 216, this is how we're going to do this. 216-534. 534, Yon, how you doing out there?
Al Porter, Mr. Sheriff, how you doing? It's Ball here, Fred. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Fred?
Getting, trying to get rich like you, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're in trouble. You better get a better role model, example, mentor, whatever. But what's going on, fam?
Man, you hear you talking about the mayor. I hear, shout out to Miss Porter. Shout out if you're listening. How you doing? You talking about family. Family is people who you are spiritually connected with, not physically, all like that. Because people, you know, people you have a true connection with. And like the last caller said, you do have a brotherly spirit that I do acknowledge. And yeah, you know, I definitely want to give a shout out to you. And I apologize for not listening for a minute. Well, I have been listening. I just don't call in. And I really apologize for not showing up to a hip-hop workshop. I have no excuse, so. But I will show up to the next one.
Okay.
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 Cool.
I got you.
I hear you talking about the mayor. First of all, you're giving him a compliment by saying he's a pimp. Don't give him credit like that no more, okay?
I got you.
You know.
Got you.
He's a demon spirit. That man is a straight. I mean, let me tell you why. Because anytime you have a political leader who runs a city and they allow police to murder 12-year-old children and allow the cops to shoot people 137 times, we are in serious trouble. All right, we're not safe at all. Anytime you have an old man getting shot on Facebook, and the question is, where was this dead body at? They saying he killed himself. My question is, when was the funeral? Where was his dead body? Have they ever talked about that?
No.
You know, it's all. And one thing I say about this city, and I love being from Cleveland. I'm born and raised here. This is a very dark city. This city is so horrific. It's a lot of horrific stuff that goes on here in this city. You know what I'm saying? You know, we so focused on the Cavs. Which I'm a fan of the Cavs. I'm a LeBron. I mean, don't get it twisted. You know.
And I got you.
But it's just, you know. Think we don't have our priorities together. We so focused on things that's not important, you know.
Yes,
and
sir.
It's good that we have, you know, the team going to the championship, going to the finals, and that gave us some little pride about us. But at the same time, it seemed like that kind of distracted us because the horrific things that's going on here in the city it need to be paid attention to, you know. And that thing on Facebook, that was like the worst out of the history of black on black crime. That was the worst, and it just so happened to be in Cleveland. You know what I mean? It's very dark, and I don't mean to be so serious. It's just, you know what I mean.
That's fine. No, that's no problem.
Acknowledge. Also, I got a couple things going on personally myself. I got a comedy show at Club La Robe starting June 8th, every second and fourth Thursday, open mic comedy section.
Okay.
So starting June 8th at around 7 o'clock to 10, come on now. I got flyers for it and everything. So you in the Union area or, you know, anywhere in the area, just come on out. And every second and fourth Thursday, starting June 8th, open mic comedy. I'm hosted by me, Ball Head Fred. Also,
okay.
New CD. Yes, sir. New CD coming out.
Oh.
Totality. Yeah, it's the best album I ever made. All right.
Oh,
it's the
wow.
Best album. It's straight
hip hop. That
says
a lot.
Yeah, it's straight hip hop, no R&B, none of that. It's just straight up bars and 90s boom bap beats. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you a copy. You gonna get a copy, so
cool.
Be looking out for that, people. Hello?
I will do, and thank you so much for reaching out this evening. And okay, so I will put you down early for June the 10th, the next Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop at Cleveland State University with my partner Ball Head Fred.
One more thing,
shout out to
I'm sorry, shout out to Suave Gotti, shout out to Robbie Man, my man Lalo, got it with him yesterday. Shout out to you again, and that's it.
And
thank you, I appreciate it.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Peace. You know something. And while He goes back on the phone line. We're going to do our best to get everybody in like we're supposed to. Before I get to 216-322, I'm going to go to 216-255 and ask, how are you doing out there?
I'm doing fine.
You there?
I'm just going to listen in tonight. Yes, sir. I'm listening in tonight, Al. I got to take care of my mom here, so I'm just going to listen in.
Hey,
thank you.
Thank you so much, and I can say I appreciate that. And before I go to 216-322, I do know one thing that's coming up for certain. It's never too early to plan for it. I do know that Sunday, July 2nd, that's Sunday, July 2nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Willard Park, 601 Lakeside Avenue, East 6th, for people who know. City Hall, free stamp. Right into free stamp, it'll be the Trump impeachment march. I don't have to even say anything else about that one. That's just what it is. But I want to also let people know, Gregory, Lenore, Greg Allman, December 8th, 1947 to May 27, 2017, American singer, songwriter, keyboardist, musician, best known for performing with the Allman Brothers Band, started with his brother Dwayne Allman, with the Allman Joys in the mid-60s, yep, I could see that would have legally got them into some trouble. 1967, renamed as Hourglass, they put out like two albums, and then in 1969 became the Allman Brothers Band. While I'm doing anything else here, I want to take the time to just stop and say you can Facebook the Black on Black Crime Incorporated, or you can find blackonblackcleveland.com, which is the website. You can also check out Saturday's Midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 216 Radio, WCSB.org, 89.3 FM. That hip-hop workshop is looking very nice. If I have Ballhead Fred there, Cleveland Curve Appeal. Let's see, who else? Uncle Dear, the tribute to Durwood Hughes, as well as Eastside Team New Life Team Takeover. They're doing awards. This ought to be real nice. Let me come to 216-322. They're probably a little bit upset because I didn't find anything nice to say about Mayor Jackson or President Trump, but I'm 216-322. How are you?
I am going to choke you, Brother Porter.
Okay, I'll find something nice to say about Mayor Jackson or President Trump. I apologize to you. Sheesh.
Those
maybe
you
can say something
people?
Nice.
Those are your people. That is your mayor and your president. This is the Broadview Democrat. And I'm going to choke you. However, that's personal. I'm going to let you go. And I'll correct you when I see you, and you know I will.
Ouch.
Yeah, you better out. First off, though, I want to thank you for all that you do. And thank you for providing a platform for persons like myself who would not have a voice or have an ability to voice our opinions and have input on the things going on in our city and in the lives of those in our various communities. So thank you for that.
Welcome.
That being said, I have a rather popular comment to make, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to the previous caller. I missed the others. I'm sorry if you're tuning in late. I have a suggestion to those who say that it's the mayor's fault, the police's fault, that people of color are being killed, hurt, crime is out of control. Okay, I'm not saying that you're not correct, because they do bear a lot of the blame, because they are the powers that be and are supposed to help with control. But people, you, because I don't do it, you need to understand that you bring a lot of this disrespect on yourself by allowing people to disrespect you. The pet peeve I have is the use of the word nigger. The true definition of the word nigger is a stupid, lazy person. It does not refer to color. Just a stupid, lazy person is a nigger. Then later on, Webster decided to update the version and say that it is a term of endearment amongst people of color. Now, a term of endearment is something like mom, honey bunny, lover, sweetie pie, like that. Never has anyone called me a stupid, lazy person, nigger, and meant me any good.
Hmm.
Number one. Number two, if it's okay for you to call your boy and your neighbor a nigger, and it's a term of endearment, but when the white man uses it and he's referring to you in the same way, don't get upset, baby, because he's using it as a term of endearment. That's what the dictionary says. Even though we all know he's using it in the way that it was meant to be used as a stupid, lazy person, don't get it twisted, sweet baby. Webster's updated it. No one criticized or put out a rallying cry to stop it. Now it's a term of endearment. Is it a term of endearment if I walk up to you and call you a stupid, lazy person? Would you be happy if I walked up to your mother and called her a mammy? And that's just a person who suckles white people's children because they think they're too good to do it? Okay, is that a time of endearment? Come on, y'all, wake up. In order to take back your streets, your neighborhoods, your communities, you have got to have some kind of respect. Respect yourself. Get down to basics. Stop being niggers, stupid, lazy people. Be men and women of honor. Be men and women of valor. Stand up. Be counted. Be strong. Be the best person that you can be. Don't let them keep disrespecting you and distracting you from your glory. Think about it the next time somebody calls you a nigger, whether it's your boy or the white man at the market. Maybe he's calling you, using it as a term of endearment, too. Think about it the next time you utter that word. Think about if somebody calls your mom mammy. And that's all I really wanted to say because, you know, it's been on my heart for a while. I say it to people here, there, and they look at me crazy, and then they say, wow, that's something. But it's a fact.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, babe.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question. Is your president, Donald Trump, a nigger?
Oh, no, that's your boy. Donald Trump is not my president. He could actually be called a nigger because he may not be lazy. I don't know. But he is kind of stupid, and he is very ignorant, okay? And I have no qualms about saying that because I know the definition of the word nigger.
Okay.
You don't have
I'm
to be black to be a nigger. You just those who are 40 and up, you know the true definition of the word nigger, a stupid, lazy person. It does not specify color. White, Irish, Puerto Rican, Asian, they can be niggers too if they are stupid, lazy, and ignorant. So, yeah.
Thank you very much. Before I go to the 216-406, I appreciate you very much.
All right, babe. Peace to you.
You too. And the one thing that I can say, I can appreciate all those viewpoints because it's so nice. I remember about a month and a half, I was told that I'd never hear from the Broadview Republican again. And, wow, they called in, and I appreciate it because that's some truth in that statement that was just made. That's why, you know, for me, there's certain things that are almost like fighting words to a degree. 216-406. I know it's probably somebody calling me to take up for Donald Trump and bash me for getting on him. I want to start this off and say I apologize as best as possible. How you doing out there?
I don't know. I am not. And there's no shame in my game, no fear. I am not a Trump supporter. So you don't have to worry about me coming down on you, Sebastian, and keep doing what you're doing. Keep up the good work.
I appreciate
this is Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I Am a Superwoman, the producer and host of the I Am a Superwoman radio show. Just checking in.
How you doing tonight?
I appreciate everything. As a matter of fact, I do know that this coming Friday, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, people can call into the I'm a Superwoman Radio Network, 712-775-7035, and that PIN number of 413-799. And what's going on Friday?
Friday, I've got a very special guest. In fact, the month of June is a very, very special month. It is Superman month because of June being the month of Father's Day. And we always do all of this big, fantabulous stuff for mothers during Mother's Day time. I think it's only fair that we show the dads and the men who support us superwomen some love during the month of June. Therefore, the month of June, Fridays and Sundays, are designated as Superman Night on the I Am a Superwoman radio show. And this coming Friday is the first Friday of the month, and my special, very special guest will be none other than, what's his name? Oh, Brother Alfred Porter Jr. Brother Alfred Porter Jr. Would you make sure he gets that message that he
will
be on the I Am a Superwoman and the radio show Friday at 8 o'clock?
I'm going to get that message to him because he owes me some money. But anyway, Alfred Porter Jr., I'm looking forward to hearing what he got to say and if he got that $21 he owes. And
okay.
I'm very thankful. And I'm honored, though. All seriousness, I'm thankful and I'm honored. And I just, that's all I can say. I give the Creator the glory for that because a couple of decades ago, nobody would have wanted to be around me. Well, okay, maybe 5 years ago. But still, there are a lot of times that I can look and see where I'm at now. And I'm thankful.
I know that feeling. You know, but you do so much, so much for this community and some of the things that you do, people don't even know that you do. Like, you know, putting a 3-year-old little girl in a swing on the playground and swinging her back and forth. That's just, people don't do that anymore. You know, men don't do that a lot. I don't see that a lot. But you took the time to spend time with my great-granddaughter and played with her on that playground, and that meant so much to her. That let her know that there are men out in this world that she can trust, that there are men out in this world who are not out to get anything from her, that there are men who will treat her like the little lady that she is. You know, she might not have said it, but the fact that she stayed there with you told me something. It told me that she trusted you. That's what that told me. And I'm getting emotional here, so I need to stop. But that's why you're a Superman in my book. That's why you're a Superman
thank
in my
you
book.
Much.
Thank you.
I
thank
that.
You.
No problem. What I'm going to do is. I just want to say thank you for being you, and if you can hold on for just a moment, I have something for everybody here, and I just want to say
thank you.
No problem. As a matter of fact, this is how I would like to do things, if at all possible. I'm going to just say I thank people. Before I do anything else, I'm going to go and start playing this one thing. Somebody did call back in on a 216-703. I'm going to start at least this one track, and then I'll be right back. Give me about 3.5 minutes. Thank you.
Take hold of your life. Your Maple Heights mayor, what's he thinking? Here's the truth. The current mayor, he ain't care about ya. He supported the speedlight camera. Here's the truth. Here's the thought. It's profound. All Maple Heights boards voted him down. Maple Heights faces fiscal emergency. The current mayor, too blind to see. He blamed Casey.
Governor.
He blamed Yokes.
Auditor.
It's time for Larry to give up his hope. It's Pop said, time for a black queen. And that M. Blackwell stepped on the scene. And that M. Blackwell, candidate for mayor. Soon to be Maple Heights lifesaver. You deserve better. We deserve better. And that M. Blackwell, a real go-getter.
Hope for your right. Take hope for your life. Hold on. Hope for your right. Take hold of your life. Your life.
Collectively, we can get it done. Let's explore where Annette comes from. 18-year resident of Maple Heights, so she understands their plight. Change is no option, it's necessity. She chaired a successful school levy in 2012, the city of Maple Heights. In other words, you know she got it right. Mayor appointed 2011, reviewed the charter of where she's living. Commercial property, tax analyst, so you know she knows her business. Maple Heights residents, what will you do? And then in Blackwell, asked to serve you. Vote for real change on September 8th. And then in Blackwell, Democrat for mayor. Urgent issue, senior, youth, city service, economic development, community reinvestment, environment. And then Blackwell for mayor at Outlook.com.
Come to voting and paying attention to what's going on in your community is very important. That song right there is very phenomenal. I just called back in because I once again wanted to support the show best that I could. Our open mic, we will have information about that next Monday on the next show.
Okay.
But like I say, I was just calling in. Because my phone, it dropped the call for some reason, but I had to call on back, and I tuned in on the last call. So other than that, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music, and I see that it's still in rotation, so God is good.
All the time, thank you. And thank you. As we go to leap out on this particular show, I just want to say to everybody who tuned in, if you hadn't called back in, I know what I'm going to have to play next week is Keep Praying, because that's a song that keeps me going. I always think about certain things, including the labels and definitions, and I know the definitions of certain things that out there. I do know one good thing is if it hadn't been for a group like NWA using that N-word, they might not have given us one of the most intensive songs that there ever was, which was, of course, none other than F the Police. And there are those who would say that there are certain things that are very ignorant about having to use certain colloquialisms to get your point across. But to me, that was one of the basic colloquialisms because there was some strong messages in between. I do know that I tend to be, like one of the callers said, I tend to watch what I say around people. That's why I would never get around indigenous people and say, oh, come on, you should be happy with Little Red Sambo, Chief Wahoo, because if somebody came up with Sambo around me and said, hey, you should be happy around Sambo, he's kind of cool, I would want to slap the taste out their mouth. And then again, I would probably act like an N-word, and I'm known to probably do certain things. I think everybody has certain moments in them that I wouldn't know if it was revolutionary or not, but everything that I said on Tribal War Cry about the president, I kind of meant, because when you don't mean any good, it's hard to hold myself up to this quote-unquote nice so-called standard when I come from a place of, if you attack me and mine, then I have to look at you because I refuse to be stomped down in the ground anymore. I believe that's why even Brother Art realized that when it came to Black Home Black Crime Incorporated, you did need other sources like BMA and a few other things out there to be able to say, wait a minute, there is nothing wrong with standing up against yourself or standing up for yourself against outside influences, because I want to leave you with one minor thought process. Just think how things would have changed for Black Wall Street, how things might have changed for Rosewood if, let's just say, there had been a melanated or army out to protect certain vested interests. Gotta ask that question. It's just something to think about. I also want to also say one of the last times, as I leave out on this personal note, I want to send out a shout-out and a thank you to Danielle. Got to thank Danielle because it was a few months back that she had talked to me, and we went out there to see Uncle Deer when he was Durwood Hughes, a mentor and father figure to me, and I wanted to make sure when I went to see him I was doing things correctly, and I'd been president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. I was, for the first time in my life, starting to live right, and I was glad that I was able to keep a promise to myself to go back and see him when I knew that my heart was where it needed to be, and that meant a lot. So you never know what's going to happen, but just look out for each other. God bless everybody. Creator bless everyone. Yahweh, Allah, and remember something. If we're supposed to be brothers and sisters, I don't care what aisle or line you're on, what you're thinking about, look out for everybody like you would yourself. Thank you. Peace.